When Zachary goes to his own home, why does he go there? The answer is he's going there in order to conceive his son, John the Baptist. He's been told by the angel he's going to be a father. He goes and it says he knows his wife, Elizabeth, and that means that they have marital relations. And then by way of a miracle, because they're both aged, John the Baptist is conceived in the womb of Elizabeth. And then it goes on that, you know, he's born and circumcised and goes out into the desert. Well, when we look at Mary, she also goes to the house of Zachary. But what happens when she gets there? It says that she speaks her word of greeting, probably shalom or something like that, peace. Huh? She says her word of greeting. And at the moment that the sound of Mary's voice reaches the ears of Elizabeth, John leaps for joy in Elizabeth's womb. And then Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, if you go back to the annunciation that Gabriel made to Zachary, he said about John, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And so now we see the connection. Well, why is John conceived with the Holy Spirit? Because of the word of Mary. And you see the exact parallel. Zachary has come to conceive John naturally. Mary has come to beget him supernaturally by way of a spiritual word. Do you see that?
Yeah. When I was reading that in the book, I was having because there's so many parallels, I was kind of having a little bit of trouble juggling them in my mind. But now that you describe that, it makes me think of this sort of this spiritual motherhood.
Yes.
And this kind of like evangelization that the Blessed Mother has. Yeah. And one thing is that I would imagine when people read this, they think, well, gosh, I want Mary to speak to me.
Yes.
So that I could be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it kind of like highlights in this very almost hidden way the power of her word.
Yeah, we tend to think that, oh, Mary as a mediatrix of all grace was something that was just, you know, the result of, you know, thousands of years of theological reflection and, you know, theologians in their back rooms drawing syllogisms until they finally get to this. No, Luke says it right there. Luke tells us that Mary becomes the cause of sanctification of John. Right then and there, as soon as she's the mother of God, she becomes God's instrument for sanctifying others. You see that?
Yeah.
And so just as John is naturally conceived by his father, Zachary, he is supernaturally reconceived, reborn by the word of Mary, the agency of Mary there. And so that teaches all of us that Mary has a special role to play in as being our spiritual mother, as conceiving each one of us spiritually in some way. If we've been baptized, if we've received any grace, already Mary has spoken so that we're her children, you know.
One of the things that I was writing there, because at some point you start talking about how the different sects in Judaism, like the Essenes, for instance, I'd heard that he might have been connected somehow to the Essenes and then to Elijah. And I was kind of sort of thinking like, gosh, like was St. John the Baptist almost like a Carmelite, like in that sense, where there's like this kind of connection to the Blessed Mother and this deep spirituality. He must have had some love for her. He must have at some point been aware, hey, it was you that,
yes,
that filled me with the Holy Spirit. There's no way he wouldn't have been aware of that.
I think you're right about that. If he's aware of the presence of Christ, he's got to be aware of the presence of Christ's mother in the womb. You see that? He must have been given a supernatural light, unlike other little infants in the womb who aren't aware of things. It says specifically that John jumped for joy, right? So he had a moment where he was supernaturally illuminated in the womb and knew exactly who was there. He knew that Jesus was there, and he must have known that Jesus's mother was there. And so he must have had a very strong devotion to Our Lady throughout his life, realizing that it wasn't just Jesus, but also his mother, for whom he could thank for having the grace of God within him.